And now, as you're listening to it, it's changing, a discussion of the future of radio. Yesterday's announcement that the two satellite radio broadcasters, XM and Sirius, want to merge has set off a bit of a guessing game.
Here are some of the guesses. Will the government approve the merger? It will have to if it's going to go through. What's it going to mean for listeners? And what about all that high-priced on-air talent? Isn't somebody going to lose their job when two operations become one?
Speaking of mergers, we're going to be merging.
You know, I love this radio conversations we're having, Gary, because it's just like being in my living room, isn't it?
My next guest has become quite an accomplished chef.
I'm asking you to spend the rest of your life with
me. You must have been fired at some point.
We make the rules and we break the rules. Join us and see how we do that.
Yeah, Bob Dylan, also Bob Edwards, among some of the voices and music you can hear on XM and Sirius, joining us to discuss the merger and how it's going to change radio. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, welcome back.
Hey, thanks so much, Alex.
So there was a statement from the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission last night, Kevin Martin. He says, okay, maybe we'll approve this, but it clearly has to be in the interest of the consumer. They have to have more choice. Now, isn't that a kind of insurmountable barrier? I mean, how could you get more choice if you're taking two companies and merging them into one?
Well, there are two ways of looking at it. One is sort of the regulatory kind of bureaucratic way, which is that when satellite radio was licensed about a decade ago, the FCC explicitly said there had to be two separate license holders. There had to be competition. There couldn't just be one. On the other hand, the chairman also said last month in a response to some queries by reporters, look, it's true. The FCC can change the rule. So the FCC can taketh away and the FCC can giveth, I guess. The other way of looking at it is that a lot of talent has been acquired by each of these two groups. If you look at, you know, you mentioned Bob Edwards, Bob Dylan, Oprah, Howard Stern, Martha Stewart. I love the idea of them all being in the same studio, which, of course, they wouldn't, but under the same umbrella. The argument is that, hey, listeners wouldn't have to choose between do we want one that offers the NFL or do we want one that offers Major League Baseball? We could get both. We could get, you know, the one that offers Bruce Springsteen, the one that offers Bob Dylan, and so forth. So in that sense, if they were to combine the best of both, it could be a pretty extraordinary offering.
What about opponents to the merger?
Well, they're real. You've mentioned Mr. Martin, the chairman of the FCC. He's indicated real skepticism. And indeed, in a possible analogous situation, the two big satellite television companies tried to merge a couple years ago, and that was shot down by the FCC. The other group is a powerful association called the National Association of Broadcasters. They represent the interests of local television and radio stations. They've already come out gunning for this. They talk about it being a monopolistic practice to create one company out of two. And they've also made clear the grounds on which they're willing to fight it. They talk about Howard Stern, who, since leaving FM for unregulated satellite radio, is now able to be dirtier and raunchier than ever. They're saying, you know, should this really be rewarded? The business model doesn't seem to be working that wonderfully for either one of the two companies separately. That is, they've spent a lot of money, gotten a lot of ink, but they also have never turned a profit. Why should we reward this at a time that they're willing to broadcast such filth?
Well, the satellite companies say, look, there's a lot of competition we hadn't planned for 10 years ago.
Oh, and then some. And that's the argument the companies are making. They're saying, look, on the internet, through digital radio, that is multicast stations that each individual station can do up to four stations, there are going to be a lot of ways in which competition is coming at you. It's not clear that satellite is going to be the newest kid on the block at all. So in a sense, it's radio competition, not simply satellite radio competition.
Media correspondent David Folkenflik joining us from Washington. David, thank you again.
You bet.